This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To be out pretty soon again. Today is Thursday, July the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's National Intern Day. Is this a holiday? Is it a day dedicated to, according to the founders of it, recognizing, acknowledging, celebrating the future leaders of the world?
Yes.
It's put together by an outfit they call Way Up. This goes back to 2017, actually, Jay, bringing youngsters and people that are interested in moving up as interns, putting them in the limelight, yep.
And focusing on the importance of internships. A lot of businesses, a lot of times people are like, oh, the interns, just let them do grunt work, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, this is their first, like, into whatever field they're hoping to be into, A, see if it works out, but also networking and learning different things. These are valuable lessons, and I think... I do believe nowadays you have to have paid internships. They're no longer free.
Yeah, you can't do it free.
Where it's just the experience. Yeah, because a lot of times internships, they are, relatively speaking, full-time positions where a lot of students, they don't have time to go to class, have their full-time job, and have an unpaid internship.
Well, I think that part of the pay in having an internship is the knowledge that you come by as an intern, also the people that you're exposed to.
Oh, the network is big. But also the people you pay your utilities to, if you have any bills, they don't care. They're like, oh, you know this person, congratulations, you still owe us this money.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, I believe it's important to encourage interns to perform because it gives them a chance to show what they're good at, what their best potential is. And so I think that there's something to this. As a matter of fact, I'm surprised they have it in the middle of the summer, although a lot of interns do their work in the summer, that's for sure, between school sessions and that sort of thing. But maybe that's why it's here, right? Maybe that's why.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
In the summertime, National Intern Day. All right. The situation with Mr. McConnell and Mr. Biden. Here we have the old Fossils Act, which is, and I maybe should be more respectful of both of them because, well, they're both older than I am. I guess that's something. And so hopefully when I get to be their age, I won't be in the same, I won't be doing this program. If I were like either of them, I wouldn't be able to do this program. I couldn't. Joe Biden's not able to cohesively speak, I don't think. I tune him out. As soon as I hear him, I just tune him out. And the same with McConnell. I thought he was a pain in the you-know-what for a long time. He's been in there way too long. You know, the whole business about he's the poster child for term limits, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, he was doing something yesterday, having sort of a press conference.
Yeah, he was speaking and just totally froze up. Went silent and then was essentially ushered away. And then released a statement, but can we even call this a statement? Just saying his camp, saying he's fine, he's fine.
Yeah. What
then
do you
have
think
the
say?
Other doctors.
He's dying.
Then you have the doctors who don't treat him but have watched this and are weighing in with their two cents. And one of the common things is, what is it, TIA?
Mini stroke, right. Yep. Yeah. That's what somebody thought I had a couple of years ago, but it turned out I didn't, when I lost for a few seconds my ability to see stuff. And it turned out to be something far different than what the analysts, even Dr. Ken was wrong about it. But it was, you know, one of those things. And it happened very quickly. It went as fast as it came, but I did a lot of tuning, fine-tuning, into what I was eating and how I was living. And so, you know, those modifications are always good. But it's always it's helpful to have circumstances that get you to face yourself, face the music, look in the mirror. You know, that's something we all need to do as we mature. And maybe not even as we mature, not even for that reason. Who the heck are you? What are your values? What are your beliefs? How do you live? How do other people see you? How do you see yourself? Important stuff, frankly. Very important. All right. The Fed and raising interest rates again yesterday. Good God. Now is the decision. The tough decision. Many economists believe that the Fed has raised the rate, the cost of loans across the economy enough. Enough is enough. The problems of inflation past couple of years because of the pandemic and the money the government spent, that sort of, this was a government-created recession. I don't even think it became a recession, but any further increases in the rate, which is at the highest level, by the way, for the past 22 years, would heighten the risk of a recession. And most businesses are looking, the radio business, I know, is looking to have a great fourth quarter, end of the year. And economists all over the place, up, down, and sideways, say, this is enough. And then, well, there are, as you might imagine, when it comes to war, this is sort of a war, there are hawks and there are doves. The hawks say that the inflation remains at 3%. Hello? I'd love to have a 3%. Wouldn't you? A 3% inflation rate? So, who is the Fed to tell us what's right? They've made a lot of mistakes in the past, and they're great second guessers. So, the hawks say, well, maybe we should keep increasing the rates. Do you know what that'll do to business? Do you know what that does? These people that work with the Fed, the chairman of the Fed is a guy named Jerome Powell. They have not said whether they're hawks or whether they're doves. But their actions, at least through yesterday, suggest that they are hawks. But then they will meet again on September 20th. Mr. Powell said during the hearing, we've come a long way, which would indicate they've, by the way, they've cut the rate of inflation down by 5.5%. And so there are those who are, and they did for this meeting, say, you know what, we need to be patient. We need to let this thing play out. After all, it's summertime, and businesses are not cranked up. They're not at full fold for all kinds of reasons. In the summertime, people just don't work as much or work as hard. So we had inflation at 8.8%. The domestic product, the production, this is there, all these numbers, and I'm not trying to be an economist. I get, you know, I kind of know, and we do, all of us know how it affects us.
Yeah, right, it's the kind of cause and effect that we really don't want.
Right.
Nobody
exactly.
would want, should want.
Right. So, if you look at the steep recent decline in inflation, and as businesses sort of normalizing, I guess that's the right word for it. This will, and the movement, if you will, behind the falling of this, it doesn't happen overnight, so it continues to go down. There have been problems with the supply chain. Cars, a great example. Parts, a great example. Lumber, a great example. I know because I'm now a developer. I know what wood was. Lumber was a year ago, and it's way off that mark, way down from where it was. So this is sort of a happy outcome, and enough is enough. That's what I say. Anyway, I'm not an economist. Don't play one on the radio. But I got a gut feeling. I have some intelligence. I have a lot of experience in looking at issues over the years. And it seems now, if you leave it alone, we'll have a soft landing and we'll not have a recession. I don't want to worry that come Labor Day, we get another rate hike, what that does to the Christmas season. Because the last quarter of the year, for many, if not most, businesses is where they do other than the building business. Other, you know, the end of the year is where retail does its biggest business.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there are a lot of retailers who will tell you that if they don't have a good fourth quarter, if they don't do well between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they can't survive because that's where all their profit is. So you're going to screw with that? I don't think so. So tell the Hawks to get lost. We're not interested. That's my point of view. Anyway.
Yeah.
And by the way, most of the Fed economists are saying there will not be a recession. I said that at the very beginning.
Don't they always say that, though?
Well, I mean, there's a psychology to recessions, like everything else. There's a psychology to it. People think thoughts are things. You think there's going to be a recession? Yep, I guess there's a recession going on. If you think there is, I don't think there is. I can see how it has changed people's thinking a little bit, all the talk. But the biggest problem we have is the labor shortage, because people are finding it easier to sit on their fat butt because the government pays people. The unemployment benefits are so good, we're screwing ourselves.
Are the unemployment benefits so good, or is it just that
people are lazy?
Workplace is so bad? Everybody is expected to wear so many hats. Everybody's downsizing. They're getting rid of workers, but those jobs still need to be done. So they load up those jobs to other people, but they don't pay them anymore. It's just, well, you're lucky enough to have a job. So people are being taken advantage of.
Well, to a point, that's true. But then there are other companies that can't afford, in order to survive, they have to do things the way they've done it. You know, that's the, especially I look at the radio business and see what's going on in the radio business. Other than the people at the top who are making a lot of money, people that are working in radio, you know it, I know it. Not the two or three big companies take most of the money out of the buys, and so the rest of us are left with crumbs. And that's the case because the government has allowed these monopolies to exist and thrive. Whether it's in this business, whether it's retail, whether it's agriculture, whether it's, you name it. Everything is being consolidated. And that is also another one of these problems that we got to deal with in some way, shape, or form. So that's my overview. That's the Stephan Report at 18 after. All right, good day.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Eliquis, the Pixaban tablets, reduce reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The hour here on the bombastic Doug Steffen Good Day program. Social media time. We can check out some things that are trending on social media. For example, the fate of Jeopardy. There are all kinds of, with the writer's strike, Jeopardy and some of the other so-called, well, there's game shows, there's reality shows, and if you've looked, there are very few of the traditional shows. Like, there are a couple of FBI shows that are in rerun, a couple of Law and Order shows that are in rerun, Blue Bloods in rerun, Chicago, I think the only thing is, well, I think Fire and Police are in rerun. But, you know, other than that, it's all these game shows. Steve Harvey, last night, I get in a little before 9, so I'm cooking some fish, and I turn on the television. Harvey's on two stations at the same time. One of them, he's doing the Judge Harvey thing, which is just an outlet for him to be silly. And then there's Family Feud on the station next to it. And that's also an outlet. But, although there's a little more that comes out of it. The questions,
he's so great on Family Feud.
Yeah, he is. He's just he's an entertaining guy. Anyway, so we have this annual Jeopardy Tournament of Champions, and it's been put on hold indefinitely. I watched the beginning of that the other night, too, and now here today, gone tomorrow. Whether you think you know what the reason is or not, I'll tell you the real story right after this.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Alright, so Jay, it seems that the Writers Guild of America is the reason they're on strike. They want to get paid fairly, as well they should, with all the money that's made by the television networks.
Absolutely.
By the movie producers. Look at the top executives. I have no problem with executives making as much as they can. But I also think that these people who are the reason, in many instances, for these people's success, why are you screwing around paying extras $200 a day? That's not, especially in Los Angeles, really a living wage.
Oh, goodness, yes, absolutely. And it's one of those things. Nobody is entitled to have a job, but if you have a job and you are part of a union, you are entitled to fair pay, 100%. And the way that things have evolved, a lot of that, where people were getting their money, has completely gone away.
Yeah, right.
And Jeopardy is no different. Think about the writers on Jeopardy. Those questions don't just, like, it's not like
where do you think they come from?
They just come out of thin air.
Like, that's a tough job, man. Yeah. We were talking about Family Feud a few minutes ago. Same thing. All those questions, they have to come up. There's a writer's room with 11, I think there's 11 in both of those rooms. And these people have to come up with, I mean, how long do you think they last before they burn out? That has to be something that's changed over the 39 seasons of Jeopardy. It's got to be a ton of writers who've been in and out of there. Anyway, so the bottom line here, the headline is that the past winners that were supposed to be part of this tournament have said, we're done, we support the writers, we're not going to show up.
Yeah, standing
fix the problem and we'll come back. So there's no Jeopardy now under the circumstances because of this. So an interesting reality, huh? 28 after here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A House subcommittee will hold a hearing this morning examining how the Biden administration planned for the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. The House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Accountability will look at the military pullout, including the chaotic evacuation through the Kabul airport that cost 13 American soldiers their lives. Scheduled witnesses include retired Army Colonel Seth Krumrich, former Chief of Staff with Special Operations Command Central. The Department of Justice is filing paperwork asking a judge to order Texas Governor Greg Abbott to have the floating barrier in the Rio Grande removed. DOJ attorneys asked the court to order the barrier removed along with anything used to anchor it. They also asked the state of Texas to not install any future barriers while the case is pending. Abbott put the water barrier in after claiming the Biden administration has failed to secure the border. Lance Pry, USA News.
doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
And the winner is... Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Why not?
Yep.
The instrumental backgrounder, one of the Beach Boys' big hits.
That's summer. If there's anything that represents summer, it's the doggone Beach Boys, right?
It really is.
Yeah, it is. Crank that up a little, will you, James? It's kind of fun. All right.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. 34 and change after the hour on the Thursday Good Day program. We were just talking about Jeopardy, the fact that the winners have decided they're not going to participate in the program. So does that mean that Jeopardy is in jeopardy?
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum-bum.
Thank you, Kyle. Okay. The interesting facts that present themselves today, some of them. I wish that we had our friend Warren Eckstein around. Did you know that the average cat sleeps 15 hours a day? Yes, because they're lazy, worthless, useless beings that are... Who needs a cat?
Excuse me, sir. We are going to be in a fight if that is truly how you feel. Cats are amazing. They work smarter, not harder.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Meow. I think the I have not. Oh, I remember having one really nice cat, a barn cat, when I was a kid. I think I was in high school. We had a little cat we call Muffin, and she lived in the barn. And she had one, instead of a litter, she would have one kitten a year. Just a nice, sweet little cat. And she chased the mice away. I have four or five barn cats now at the farm, and we have no problem with rodents. None whatsoever.
So they're doing their job.
Yeah, they're not approachable. They're just kind of wild. But yet they perform a service. And I'm being a little bit facetious. I was noticing, I was looking at a video, a friend of mine got a cat the other day for his two sons. And this is a huge cat. Some of these cats around, they are huge. Do you have a cat when you were children?
I did. Daisy's actually my first dog. I grew up with
really?
with cats. Yeah, I had three different ones. Not all at the same time, at different times. And I absolutely adore cats. My husband is highly allergic. Last year, we were in Key West, and we went to the Hemingway house, and my husband didn't even make it up the front steps before he started having an allergy attack. And so I was like, okay, really? See you later. I'm going in. I was with one of the tours, and I left the tour to just roam around the house and play with the cats.
Really?
I forget everything else in this house. I am all here for the cats. But have you seen, what are they called, the Savannah cats? They are
not
the size of a large dog. These cats are huge.
Yeah, cats.
Absolutely massive. They are like not tigers, but almost like bobcats. They are so big and so beautiful.
Well, there you go. Have some fun with your cat. From the Numbers Don't Lie and the Did You Care, Do You Know and Do You Care Fact Department of the Good Day program, the number of hours that you spend dreaming every night, do you know what the average is?
Let's see. Probably, if we are getting an average of 8 hours of sleep, I would say dreaming is maybe 2.5, 3 hours?
Two. Now, I want to know from your own experience, and maybe the experience of others, how many people, in terms of percentages, snore when they're sleeping at night or any time? Do you know what percentage of people in this country snore?
17%.
Too low.
37%.
Too high.
27%. Is there a 7 in there?
No, it's 25%.
Oh, I was close.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen. Putting things in perspective from the cat's point of view. Here's the story. We're all worked up about the weather. After making a delivery, an Amazon driver the other day just went into a customer's backyard and jumped into the swimming pool, fully clothed. The driver kept on his everything, his hat, shoes. Here's the customer's diving board.
He's desperate. He needed to cool down.
Oh, my God, these people. Unbelievable.
It really makes you think, though, if you have the available funds to keep a cooler with ice and some water or snacks or anything out there for any of the delivery people, UPS, FedEx, Postal, please do, especially when it's this hot.
Yeah, right. Well, I went through a few things. I don't know whether you posted them or not. I just think that there are other ways of staying cool besides turning the air conditioning on. And so with that in mind, some of you probably know this because you experienced it yesterday. 65 million people in this country were told yesterday by the power company to turn the air conditioning off because there was a declared emergency because of the heat. The power grid is so subpar, I guess is the word that I would use, that these companies are urging the power plants and the people that power plants are at full capacity and then some. Air conditioners are draining, as they do every year, the reserves. And so each year, the companies do nothing to fix the problem. they keep their fingers crossed and hope it won't happen next year. Mm-hmm. This goes on all over the country. It is most notable in the Northeast because we buy power from Canadian power companies. They're smarter than we are. And then we kind of, you know, I would like to think that we were smarter than they are. I guess in some ways we are, but not in this department. We're real dummies. We pay our power bill, which goes up every single year, at least with the cost of inflation, if not more. And yet, here we are, baking our butts off because of the fact there isn't enough power to take care of the needs of the people who are paying the bill.
Well,
hello.
And also, in a different kind of atmosphere of that, too, it is so bad for your HVACs and your AC units and everything. If it is triple digits outside and you have it set to 68, that thing is working way too hard. It is not only raising up your own utility bill, which people who can pay it might not care, but you run the risk of your AC unit just completely crashing out. And in the summertime months, these companies that come out and fix them are so beyond backed up. This is when these businesses are thriving.
Yeah.
But if it's triple digits, I know it seems maybe uncomfortable to have it set at like 78 or even instead of 68, but that really does make so much difference just for your own unit. Forget the energy people itself, but just keep in mind your own unit, how hard you're actually running it.
Yep. All right. Let's see if we can get away from this. I was thinking of taking a quick trip to Europe for a couple of days, just a weekend. You saw perhaps that everybody is going to have to fill out now. Any American traveling to Europe is going to have a visa. And so people are scratching their head wondering why. Hello, duh. It is a money grab by the European Union. So all the airlines, all the hotels, all the international companies that are headquartered here, all businesses that are American that do business in the European Union should be out there today protesting, go to the embassies, do whatever. This is simply a money grab, and we have valid passports. So what do you need a visa for?
It's not even like people are trying to work and need a visa. It's just you're just trying to go on vacation.
Right. So the most popular destination for Americans is Europe, like the most popular European destination is America. So should we do the same thing, turn around and screw them? All right, from now on, you got to fill out a visa to come to America if you're in the European Union.
Give it time. I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah, right. You're probably right about that. Large cargo ship carrying 3,000 new cars catches fire in the Atlantic. Cars are supposed to be going to the Netherlands. One crew member died. Several others are injured. And there are a lot of cars that are junk as a result of that. You got to wonder how a ship, these things are made out of, these are all iron. They're all steel. So what catches fire? Some of you can see pictures. You see the pictures of this? The smoke pouring out of, it's a freighter. You can tell by looking at it. It's a freighter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? And the cars are not, some of these companies put their cars in those big containers. The container ships carry a lot of cars. And sometimes they just put them on the deck of the vessel, and that's how they carry them. And that's in this, I think, this case, the cars on the ship, on the they're all Mercedes. This will be good. 350 of them burned to a crisp.
My word.
All right, over 10% of the cars, gonzo. Who knows what happened to the ship? And by the way, there are some, this is the intrigue here. Reports from the ship say the fire did not start in the container hold, but in one of the electric cars that they were carrying on the ship.
Shut the front door, seriously?
Yep.
Wow.
25 cars of the 3,000, 25 were electric. And so various official statements have been vague, but there have been people, the news media has gotten a hold of some of the people working on the ship, and two or three of them said there was a fire in one of the EVs, and, you know, just spread.
And they, I love this. The captain of the ship says, a fire began near an electric car. Okay. So, Coast Guard on the scene, and the Coast Guard says, there's no maybe. The electric car caused the blaze. Again, ships like this do not catch fire because there's nothing to burn. So, here we have a fire that starts in an EV. Those of you who are so eager to buy an electric car, there you go. Here's another great reason not to, because they can blow up. They can catch fire at any moment. How many of those?
Well, it all seems the battery issues.
Yeah, it's battery issues, of course.
The topic of conversation for all of this stuff. The reason that they claimed they couldn't do AM radio because it didn't work well with the batteries.
Yeah.
The people in Florida with the flooding and hurricanes, what was it, last summer, last year, when the electric vehicles were catching fire because the cars flooded?
Nah, I have no use for electric cars. You completely tell.
Wait, you don't like EVs? You're not on board with this?
Apparently
not. Since
when? Yeah, I know. All right. Here's the story of a family in California that made $5 million last year from recycled materials. And now the state of California is accusing them of moving, I don't know what the hell is against the law of this. They moved what they recycled from Arizona to California because it was easier, it was better. You got more money selling stuff in California. Huh? Hello. Anybody home? 48 after. This is Good Day. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and you decide you want to get some advice from a counselor, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. So, under the circumstances, how did the doctor and the nurses that put this formula together, they wake up one morning and said, you know what? Collagen protein, yes.
Well, it started out with collagen protein. So it was created by nurses who were using it to help customers with their joint pain and their joint issues. And then they noticed that, you know, if you were taking it at bedtime, it was helping with sleep too. But then they noticed that people were losing weight. They were having more energy. Metabolisms were boosted. You know, people were like, wow, this is really actually helping me feel better, lose weight.
All right, let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale. So we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Wiley Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right Super Start battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Sherwin-Williams during the Shades of Summer sale July 28th through August 7th and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color families, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move.
Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, look out. Look out below. Look out, there's a bus. No, it's a boat. What could, if they did another speed, it would have to be in a train, right? Tucker? Plane? Yeah, I suppose you could do a plane. Yep. It's been...
First was on a bus, second was on a boat.
Yep, next time. Wasn't there some talk about reviving it, getting the two of them back together again?
Well, they'd have to bring Keanu Reeves back. Here's the deal. We play that song, Music, from Speed, because Sandra Bullock, I missed it yesterday, turned 59 years old.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. And here's, I'll tell you a footnote about a career. In 1993, when Sylvester Stallone started filming the movie Demolition Man, it originally starred the actress Laurie Petty as a female lead. She was in League of Their Own. She did a great job in that movie. And the chemistry between Laurie Petty and Stallone was not good. So they wound up canning Laurie Petty, and they bring in a relatively unknown Sandra Bullock, and she had great chemistry with Stallone. And that got her the role in Speed, but originally Speed, Halle Berry was going to do Speed.
I heard that. I remember that, yeah, right.
For some reason, at the last minute, she bowed out, and then they bring Sandra Bullock in. So really, two lucky breaks helped form the career of Sandra Bullock, who has obviously had a terrific career. If you Google her net worth, it's about $300 million, which is a lot of money. But she's had a really good career.
Sandra she bought a lot of real estate, as a lot of people in Hollywood do with their money, and it's a smart way.
But I would love to see a Speed 3 with her and Keanu Reeves. Speed 2, Keanu Reeves didn't want to do it because of the script, so they brought in an actor named Jason Patrick, who I thought was really good in that film.
He was.
It was Sandra Bullock, who was not good because she was so comfortable in the role of Annie. I thought she was just over the top and annoying. Yeah. A lot of people felt that way. I certainly felt that way. But she's done that stuff overcomfortable on film. But, her, you know, when she won the Oscar for The Blind Side, that was a good performance. I like to see her do more serious, dramatic stuff than just the goofy stuff. But she's good at the goofy stuff, and they pay her big money. So
yeah, exactly.
She's done a lot of it. Yeah.
Speaking of goofy stuff, the director of Barbie, this lady Greta Gerwig, has been talking about the backlash
to the character Barbie. She also said that Ryan Gosling was the perfect Ken. And look at the box office. The numbers speak for themselves. So people who are taking shots at her for whatever Barbie's all about. What is that about anyway? I don't, Jay, do you understand what some of these right-wingers are worked up about?
I haven't seen it yet, and there's so much secrecy in a lot of it. You really don't know what it is about until you see it.
Yeah,
James, have you seen
it? Well, it's always the same story. I mean, they cry woke. It's too woke. I mean, I think it's a feminist movie. There's no doubt. I mean, I think that in this case, I think that's a good thing, and I think Barbie sent a message to the industry that they need to produce more women, more movies that appeal to women, because they've completely gotten away from that in the last 10 years, narrowed it down to basically male testosterone-driven movies, and that's why you see a lot of rejection this summer in Fast X, The Flash, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny to an extent. Transformers. People want to see other product besides this type of a movie. Barbie's now over $200 million in 6 days. It did $26 million Monday, $26 million Tuesday. Those are records for Monday and Tuesday. These are huge box office numbers, which is good for theaters. Theaters need big box office hits.
There's a rumor floating around that in order to try to keep Kevin Costner associated with Yellowstone, they offered to make a movie of Yellowstone. Apparently it wasn't an upper. I don't know if that's still with the writer's strike. Who knows what they do. But he's off the TV show, but they want to keep him associated with it. And you know that CBS is going to start, I think, this week with the from the beginning, Yellowstone.
Right, they're going to rerun the stuff that was the original show from the first season, which has never been aired on CBS, which I think will get good ratings, very good ratings for CBS, because I still think there's a ton of people who've never
seen
that
show.
They're going
to have to do some editing, because Kelly Reilly, the daughter,
she's
pretty rough.
Yeah, 100%.
Pretty rough stuff there that'll have to be edited out. So it's interesting, though, they thought about that. Kristen Bell says that her daughters enjoy drinking non-alcoholic beer. A lot of people, when she put that up on the Kelly Clarkson show, took shots at her. How dare you let your children drink beer? Come on, folks. Let's mind. How about MYOB?
No, huh? Yeah. What? No alcohol.
Well, I wouldn't want my kids to do it, but maybe it's a good way of training
kids
to be able to handle it. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Thank you,
thank
Jay.
You.
Thank you. It's 59 after. This is Good Day. We'll be right back.